President Bush invited Saudi Arabia's ambassador to lunch today at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, and tried to repair some of the recent damage to U.S.-Saudi relations. The two allies do not see eye to eye on Iraq, and Saudis have bristled at suggestions that their country isn't pulling its weight in the war on terrorism. Today's meeting was closed to the press. A White House spokesman characterized it as a warm visit between two old friends.
Adil Al-Jubeir is a foreign policy advisor to Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah. He told us the problem with the Bush administration's push for preemptive action against Iraq is that it violates hundreds of years of international law.
When Saddam invaded Kuwait, it was very easy to see right from wrong. But what does preemption mean? What does clear and present danger mean if somebody hasn't crossed a line? Can a country turn to its neighbor and attack them because in 20 years they may have a weapon of mass destruction? Can a country abuse this principle and attack a country and argue that 100 years from now we can have a weapon of mass destruction and that we want us to put an end to it today? There are rules and procedures by which the international system operates, and it is very dangerous if the world's only superpower changes those rules and sets up new precedents that could cause the whole international system to unravel and return back to a state of anarchy.
One of the arguments made by advocates of a preemptive strike against Iraq is that Saudi Arabia, Egypt, for that matter, are very wary of this because an attack against Saddam Hussein's regime would lead to the liberation of Iraq, and that countries in the region are not democratic and do not welcome the idea of liberation.
Oh, I think that's got to be one of the most ridiculous arguments I have heard. Saudi Arabia has been a state for 270 years under the same leadership. We have no problem with legitimacy, and we have no problem with national development. What we are worried about is that people will embark on adventures in Iraq without thinking them through. Has anybody thought through the consequences of the country imploding or exploding? What happens if the Kurds declare a state? Is that going to trigger a Turkish reaction or an Iranian reaction? What happens if the Shia declare a state? Is that going to trigger an Iranian reaction? Well, who rules Iraq after Saddam Hussein? We don't buy the notion that there will be a Jeffersonian democracy the moment American forces march into Baghdad. And as your friends and as your allies, we owe it to you to tell you this. When you look at around the world, there is not one country in the world that supports military action against Iraq at this time. Could it be that the whole world is wrong and a few people in the U.S. who are pushing for war are right? I doubt it.
Mr. Al-Jubeir, you use Iraq and Saddam almost interchangeably when you speak. This seems to be the whole point here, that advocates of what they call regime change in the U.S. say that it's Saddam Hussein is the problem. He should be eliminated. His regime should be eliminated from Baghdad. Do you hold that Saddam Hussein right now has a right to govern in Iraq, that it's nobody else's business to intrude upon the Ba'athist regime's claim to govern in Baghdad?
We believe that it is up to the people to decide who their government should be.
How would they decide that? How would they determine that?
The Iraqis have done it in their history several times. They've had the revolution in the 1950s. It's not our business. As in Saudi Arabia, we feel very strongly about not interfering in the internal affairs of other countries. There may be a moral argument for changing a government, but if we're going to do that, we should do it with an international legal sanction.
But I just want to follow up on this point, though. If there were an Iraqi revolution that overthrew Saddam Hussein, that could lead to all of the same problems in the region of a Shiite breakaway in the south, a Kurdish breakaway in the north, the implosion of the country. All of those things could happen, and the impression we generally get is that Saudi Arabia would oppose it for that very reason.
We do not like instability around us, and we do not like to compound problems that exist around us. There are two wars going on. There's a war going on in Afghanistan. There's a war going on between Israel and Palestinians. There's, in fact, a third war going on against terrorism in a number of countries, and the last thing the region needs is a fourth war.
Mr. Al-Jubeir, thank you very much for talking
to us
today.
You're very welcome.
Adil Al-Jubeir is foreign policy advisor to Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C.